Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show you're listening to. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Our guest this morning in studio is Tackle Box Tim Sherman, buddy of mine. We've been, how long have we known each other again? 22 years?
About that, the first article I wrote was published was 1993, when you were the owner of the Fish and Hunt Journal.
Wow. Okay. I actually published something you wrote?
Yeah. Amazing.
Really? No kidding. So, you just wrote an article here in 2014 for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You wrote a great article about stripers, top to bottom, how to fish for light tackle striped bass. So, you know. Shameless self-promotion here, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Okay.
Your show.
I publish Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and it's available online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. This issue, the spring issue, the one that's online right now, has a fishing outlook, 32-page section, written by primarily biologists, yes, about fisheries management. Not real strong on techniques other than the article that was written by Bud down at Fishbones, Bud Heim, and you, who talk about the stripers top to bottom, and we have pictures of all the lures. But it is a great place to look for, you know, what I call fishing outlook. I don't know that anybody does an outlook, but, you know, we used to do fishing forecasts and things like that. But the fishing outlook is really, really nice, and it's a whole entire section if you just want to, if you're just a fisherman and don't hunt. It's contained within Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Coming up is Maryland Loves Crabs.
Oh, we got to get those crabs.
We got to get pictures of people eating crabs and catching crabs and unusual crabs. And I mean, if you took pictures at the crab feast, send them to me. You know, I want steam crabs on the table. I want people holding up steam crabs. I want somebody sucking a claw or something like that. You know, we need those pictures. And so, what I'm going to do today, and we'll put this on our Facebook. We have some fans on the Outdoorsman Radio Show for people who have Facebook. We have a Maryland Hunting Quarterly Facebook page. We have a Maryland Loves Crabs Facebook page. And then I have Ellis Outdoors LLC, which I don't expect anybody to visit. But if you'd like to like us on any of those other Facebook pages, we would really like you to like us. But what we're going to do, I'll announce it here. If you send pictures to us, and that's Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com, of catching crabs, eating crab-oriented stuff, kids with crabs, you know, that type of thing. And we use the picture in the book. We're going to put everybody's picture that we use in the hat. We're going to draw. Somebody's going to win a dozen number ones at a crab house near you.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
How do you like that?
Off.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll encourage people to, and we may even throw in a Maryland Loves Crabs t-shirt.
Man, that'd be great.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know. So, for our crabbers out there, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, dig out those pictures. If we publish them, you know, we might have a pool, 10, 12, 20 people that we're going to pull from. But, you know, kids with crabs, big crabs, that type of thing. We'll put that out there. And Maryland Loves Crabs will buy you a dozen number ones at a crab house near you. What do you think of that? You like that idea?
Oh, I love that idea.
All right. I think that's pretty cool. All right. I think Andy wants to talk to us. Good morning, Andy. Thanks for holding on. How you doing?
Good. Hey, where do you guys launch your boat when you fish around Fort McHenry and everything?
I like the ramp that's down in Turner Station. It's a very well-kept ramp. There's no nonsense in there. The gentlemen keep it up very nice, and it's the easiest access right out of Bear Creek underneath the causeway, and then right around the corner under the bridge, and you're gone.
Oh, okay. And you're close enough to come up.
Yeah, you can run down into the outer harbor. You can run out to Sparrow's Point. You can run out to Man O' War Bar.
Is that a private ramp?
No, that is a Baltimore County run ramp.
Down at Turner Station.
Yes.
That one up there at South Baltimore General Hospital will get some bad raps.
Since I am on the northeast side of town, that would be a toll for me.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't usually run down to that one. I have been down there a time or two and have seen some questionable personalities lurking around.
I know there's one over in Canton by the police office over there, right, you know, right off, I guess it's Boston.
Yeah, the one on Boston Street is, to me, it's okay. There's two ramps there. It's not as well maintained as some of the Baltimore County ramps that I use. But it's a little bit of a run if you've got minimal horsepower from Bear Creek up into the harbor, but 10-minute run, you're there.
Okay. Well, we got two boats. One's got an antique 18 horsepower on it, and the other's got a 200, so...
No, the 200, you'll be down to all the old piers in no time.
I'll tell you what's fun. I might have mentioned this last week or so. I was on the river with John Mollick and the biologist up there walleye fishing a couple weeks ago. He's got a boat built for the river with a 200 horsepower Merc cruiser on the Potomac with a jet drive.
I have heard of those boats. And
I got to tell you what, man, you talk about a terrific fishing machine. So, anyway, Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, the perch and everything used to come way up in the Patapsco River. You know, I mean, you're around Fort McHenry, but I'm talking like up, you know, in the park and everything, and I haven't seen them all lately.
Which park?
Patapsco State Park.
Oh, no, I do not fish the freshwater part of that, but I would think that this might be the time of year to go looking. I mean, you might have to battle the trout guys a little bit, but, you know, the perch runs are on right now, so
yeah,
I would go.
They used to catch a lot of smallmouth up above Ellicott City. It was catch and release.
Still can.
Yep, still can.
But they took that dam down up there, and then there's no water flow, so I don't know. It was supposed to improve the migration of eels.
Eels and shad.
And shad, yeah, absolutely, yep. So.
But I still got one of them up. I don't know whether it's, you know.
But that was a bloaty. That was a bloaty dam, right? That they took. That was a bloaty dam. B-L-O-D-E.
Yeah, that used to generate electricity for Ellicott City and Gainesville.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
We were kids. We used to go there, and there was a big generator inside of it. But there used to be, you know, years ago was gudgeons and everything. When you were first on the radio, there used to be gudgeons up there.
No, I know gudgeons is We did a show on gudgeons one time, and our buddy Dale from Easton told us what they were, and I can't remember what they were anymore. But yeah, we remember that. That was a community event when the gudgeon run came.
Oh yeah.
Hey, on a positive note, you know, the Japanese now, the Australian government has forbid them to harvest those whales down off of off of Australia.
Why?
Well, they had.
Why is that positive news?
Well, I think it was because they were just decimating them. They said that they were using them for research and all. They were taking 800 to 1,000 whales.
That's not even a drop in the bucket on the minke whales. That's a sustainable harvest number.
Well, I don't know. It was on the.
Well, I'm telling you, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the minke whale is not an endangered species. They want to lump them all together, you know. But those whales that were used commercially. For whatever purpose the Japanese were using them for. Andy, I'm not against you. I can't stand that those what's the name of the organization?
Oh, I don't
is
agree
it Greenpeace
with them either.
Or something
there
like that?
We used to be Greenpeace,
no,
but this guy that went out on his own and
that.
Does all this stuff on the animal planet.
Yeah, they
stuff.
Showed them going up against the ships. And
yeah,
the
trying to trying to.
I don't Bob Barker. I don't.
Trying
hold
to
all that.
Trying to stop their props by throwing ropes out in front of them.
Oh yeah.
And throwing acid on the decks.
Yeah.
You know that's terrorism to me. It's not environmental activism. That's terrorism. You know, the Japanese are involved in illegal activity, and if somebody wants to stop them, that's up to that government. But I'm telling you, the people that are using those techniques to try and stop those people from doing something legal is terrorism.
I don't know whether, you know, maybe they passed a ruling because of everything that was going on, but the court in Australia, this wasn't. Because of those people, you know, their organization.
Yeah, well, the guy that's the captain of that boat has been in trouble legally. I mean,
he was on a TV.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
See you, buddy. Don't get me started on whales. If you'd like to call, you can talk to Noah, ladies and gentlemen. I know his movie's popular right now, but Noah's been our producer here in the past, and he's here for, I guess, a couple weeks now, right? Something like that, maybe permanently. I don't know. We might just station him here. But if you'd like to talk to Noah, you can talk to him by calling 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is my email address. And just got one here from somebody. Let me see if it's a reasonable. Aha! Yes, indeed. Look at that. I like your email address. I don't have any details there, buddy. Send me some details. We do need names and contact information. So, but we got our first crab picture.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that is great.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
I like
asking,
it.
You shall receive.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, so talk to Noah, call in, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Tim, do you where is your presence? I mean, do you have a presence online or anything?
No, I my writing is my deal. I don't really do the Facebook things. I do have a LinkedIn page, and that's sort of as far as I go, because the writing takes some time, the fishing takes time.
Yeah.
And
it's all about priorities.
Yeah, exactly.
But see, I have 5 Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't touch 4 of them. I really don't.
Right.
You know, and every now and then I'll like something on my personal Facebook page, or I'll comment on something. But, I mean, I'm not on there every day. The only reason I get onto Facebook is somebody on my network sends me Facebook sends me so-and-so tagged you at such-and-such or what. Yeah, I mean, I don't care about that stuff. You know, I'd sooner have a face-to-face conversation with you. You know, or a phone call or an email, but Facebook. So our social media coordinator, Laura. By the way, Laura was on Rachel Ray the other day.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah, off the air. Yeah, Laura was on Rachel Ray, believe it or not. If you saw Monday's show, she did a little thing called Trading Faces. And she was a hit. She was pretty funny on that show, Rachel Ray. Unfortunately, she had to follow the vice president, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All her friends knew she was on there, so that's good. Anyway, what were we talking about? I'm getting hand signals.
Yeah.
From Noah. What does that mean?
That looked like he was breaking something.
I did. Speaking of crabs, by the way, J.O. Spice is having the grand opening of the retail store today.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So they got all kinds of raffles and stuff, and the official ribbon cutting at 11 to 5 today. So we got all kinds of crab-oriented stuff down there, 3721 Old Georgetown Road. JOSpice.com is where you can go to find more information on that. They've got all kinds of crab-oriented stuff and apparel and kind of neat stuff. Okay, I got to tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Kent Island, Route 50 East, just after you cross the Bay Bridge, about a couple miles down there on the exit 39B, Dominion Road is where you find that. And if you're getting ready for striped bass season, well, they've got all you could need, want, or imagine. Now, if you like to eat them, you know, and clean them and fillet them and that type of thing, they've got the Bubba Blade knives. Have you seen those?
I have seen them. I need to get one.
You need to get one?
I need to get one.
All right. Well, that's where you can get them. That's one place you can get them. And the Bucktails and Parachutes by Spankin' Stripers. Never heard of that.
I've heard of it. I've just
never seen one.
I need to say it.
Yeah, they're nice. Spankin' Stripers. Fish with the best. Forget about the rest. Rods, reels, and tackle. Again, wind a line on for you if you need your reels rewound. You know, it's coming up on the 19th, 2 weeks from today. So they've got all the fish and tackle for Chesapeake Bay, the tidal rivers, freshwater fishing, live bait, frozen bait, any kind of bait you need. For turkey season coming up here in a couple weeks, you got zinc calls. You got the Avian X turkey decoys, the guns and ammo. The Drake waterfowl clothing is still 40% off on the remaining stock. And then they do have camo by Drake and Under Armour and others. You know, all types of bows from Mission and Matthews and Parker and Barnett. Chesapeake Outdoors. They're open right now. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 604-2500. And if you want some tickets to the Kent Island Volunteer Fire Department Gun Bash, they've got them right there. Just ask for them. $25 a piece, and you could win a gun or some cash, all the way up to $1,000 cash, or you know, guns and coolers and all kinds of stuff going on at Kent Island Volunteer Fire Department next Saturday from 11:30 to 6. And that's the KIGunBash.com. But they've got the tickets right there if you want. If you don't want to go to the event, you can't go to the event for some reason, stop at Chesapeake Outdoors and grab yourself some tickets for to support the local fire.
Absolutely.
Volunteer Fire Department. So there you go.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 33rd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 2nd, Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. Admission is just $8 for the entire weekend. Over 120 exhibitors and artists displaying paintings and prints and sculptures and carvings, photography, and sportsmen's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle bus runs between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Learn about the great hunting traditionals. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum, May 2nd, 3rd, 4th, with $8 admission for the entire weekend for this family-friendly event. Take the kids and enjoy your day in Harvard Grace. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call them at 410-939-3739. 939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away.
All right. Nothing like fishing with a kid, you know.
Yep. That's one of my best memories from last year, Alan. I had my cousin and his two boys out, and I didn't realize it was the day before school was going back in.
Oh, boy.
We went out, and we had a heck of a day on a Patapsco. The oldest boy caught a 7-pound catfish. We bailed a lot of white perch that day, and his dad, we've been fishing together for like 20 years, and he's never caught a keeper rockfish with me.
Really?
And
there it was.
Just a luck thing, and there it was right off a rock pile at Fort McHenry.
Nothing wrong with that.
That was a great day all around, and to be able to do that. Kids go back to school. What did you do this summer? Man, they had an instant memory.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, yesterday I caught a legal striped bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? All right. Let's talk to Jennifer in Timonium. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Fine. Alan, does Kides have any water testing, I don't know, a kit or something? My cousin lives in Pasadena, right on a cove across from, I can't think of it. But anyway, and he has a lot of bacteria in his water.
Where does he live?
In Pasadena.
Pasadena, okay. You would have to call Clyde on that. I don't know their entire inventory, but the number is 410-242-6108, if you'd like.
Great.
Yeah, you want that number again? 242-6108.
Okay, great.
But I'll tell you who they might want to call who's closer, right there in Pasadena, and that's Fishbones Bait and Tackle. And Fishbones is on Mountain Road.
Road, yeah.
Yeah. And that number is 410-360-0573. Yeah, 360-0573. Ask for Bud. Tell him what you're looking for. And he may be very familiar with the area, and he may know right what you've got there. And I know the both of these guys can order from catalogs and get that whatever you need in for you.
Oh, that's a good idea. What's the island right there at the end of Mountain Road?
Gibson Island.
Gibson Island. He's right across from Gibson Island, and there's a cove there.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alan.
All right, Jennifer. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right. So, I agree with you. Fishing with kids is great.
It is.
I was a kid once. Hard to believe, I know. But 55 years ago, I remember catching my first fish.
I absolutely do, too.
You know, I mean, I remember catching. My dad was with me, or I was with him. Let's put it that way. I wasn't driving at the time. And we were at Penn State campus in Altoona, Pennsylvania. They have what they called the warming dam. I have no idea why they called it that. But it was a little pond on campus there. You know, worm and a bobber and, little tiny pumpkin seeds and bluegills about 3-4 inches long, and that's what I was catching. Anyway, so let's talk about bass fishing for a little bit. Bass fishing is one of your passions, I know, and you said you're going with Captain Dan Kardash next week.
Hopefully we'll be able to get out with Dan next week.
I'm envious, by the way.
Well, you know, see if you can jump in with
I mean, the bass tournament's already started. I know there's a club tournament today up in Havre de Grace. One of our buddies, Dom.
I know Dominic very well.
Dominic Slezak from Harford Metal Company. They make the big stainless steel crab steamers and other things out of stainless steel. He was telling me about some club tournaments and stuff yesterday. We talked fishing a little bit. But anyway, this time of year, Tim, I mean, you got a lot of water and a lot of debris coming down the Susquehanna.
Oh, the Susquehanna is going to be, I wouldn't say treacherous, but I would not be wanting to run 60 mile an hour.
Well, I mean, they had warnings on the upper Potomac last week, and I wouldn't fish it today, to be honest with you, because it got rain last night, and I mean, it's, the water in that river is incredible. I can't imagine coming through those turbines what's going on up there.
Yeah. During this time of year, you're don't have too many crayfish popping out of the mud yet.
No, not
so
yet.
So your basic patterns are going to be more or less bait fish oriented, slow crawling a rattle trap across the bottom, crankbaits also.
How do you slow crawl a rattle trap across the bottom?
You cast it out, you let it sink, and you just reel it slowly, lift it up a little bit, let it hit bottom.
Yeah.
Bring it up a little bit, just very slowly, especially
kind of drop and retrieve.
Exactly, and this with the conditions we have right now with the muddy water.
Yeah,
these bass, they see better than we do.
Yeah,
but you know, you still got muddy water, and it's still a little cold. And when you get...
So you got that vibration with the rattle trap.
You get vibration with the rattle trap, but their strike zone, in when you get varying weather conditions like we have, the strike zone shrinks when you get muddy water. So you really want to be that slow retrieve.
Right.
And lifting it, you get a little bit different sound than just that straight retrieve. You get a more of a chatter out of it.
Right.
And then when you start retrieving again,
you pop it?
You lift a little bit.
Make sure you know it's sounding. You can feel it.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely, especially the closer you get to it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay.
But, that crankbait that's going to stay on bottom, to me, if you're fishing in like 8 feet of water, you might want to use one that's going to track down to 10 feet just so you can keep it on bottom.
Feel it ticking on the bottom. Feel
tick
the,
it on
digging
the bottom.
And
keeping it on the bottom.
Okay. I got you. Well, that's wonderful.
And if we ever do get this water clear up and warm up a little bit, these bass are going to start moving shallow out onto some flats. Your grass isn't going to be growing so fast like it did the last few years because you've got the warmer water and you've got cloudy water because your sun doesn't penetrate through the silty water
much
to allow that grass
to
come up.
Sure.
So you'll have some bass out in the shorter grass, and you'll have some bass over in the trees and the rocks.
Anything
that's going to hold the warmth right now.
Yeah. Well, and people don't understand you fish shallow in the spring. And why do you fish shallow? Because the shallow water warms up faster.
This is true.
You know, it seems like it's opposite of what you would want to do. You'd think the fish are in the deeper water, you know, to stay warm. Well, they're not. They're up where the water temperature is higher.
Yep.
So I think the chop tank yesterday was 53 degrees.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's a little warmer than I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they had some rain and stuff, but the water's not bad. As far as cloudiness is concerned, it was a little off color, but it wasn't horribly muddy or anything like that. Now, I don't know if they got the rain we got last night, but for the perch, guys going perch jerking today, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, some of the rivers. And I was up 40 yesterday. The gunpowder looked good. All the popular spots along 40 looked really good. So
My cousin drove past Loch Raven yesterday,
and
Loch Raven, he said, is kind of muddy looking.
Liberty's the same way. Liberty on the 32 bridge, it's chocolate milk on the one side, and it's not that much better on the other side.
Yeah, so I had an opportunity.
Coming down from 140.
I had an opportunity the other day to drive past Loch Raven on the lower side of the dam. And I don't know what it is, but maybe the dam funnels some of that out, because as it flows down past Cromwell Bridge Road, the gunpowder was looking pretty decent
Pretty good, huh?
I mean, she was flowing fast. I wouldn't want to be in there.
Right, right.
And I wouldn't go wading in it right now.
No.
No,
don't take your life in your hands. When you can't see the bottom or you can't, you know, and the water's too swift, people are just insane to do that wading thing. So, yep. All right. Well, Jennifer, I think, called in about Clyde's Sports Shop. I got to talk about him. Clyde's Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. If you need it for fishing, they've got it. They've got the big rockfish trolling lures. They'll wind line on your striper reel if you want. They'll wind line on your ultralight spinning reel if you want. They'll fix your rod and reel. I've got a reel in there for cleaning and repairs right now. They'll put a new tip on your rod, a new guide on your rod, and they'll get you fixed up all ready to go. They've got trout fishing supplies. They've got panfish supplies, perch for perch and everything else, bluegills, crappie if you want. They've got all that. They've got the expertise like Jim or Billy or Clyde can all tell you how to fish for those fish. They got your fishing license. They've got everything you need for hunting as well. Not only hunting firearms, you know, the Browning is spectacular. The A5 shotgun, some of the firearms that Browning makes are just tremendous. And there's a .308 in there I've got my eye on, gun of the year at the SHOT Show. But anyway, I might buy myself an early birthday present. I might not. But excuse me, if you need a shotgun or if you need a handgun for fun or for home protection, they've got that too. Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline, 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474, 247-FISH, Clyde Sports Shop.
Gusty winds in the forecast today, and we will see the wind start to lighten up as we head into the night tonight. Beautiful weather for tomorrow, and some showers make a return on Monday. Sunshine today at 60, a fair sky tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine tomorrow, highs near 60. Richard Wedding at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Bruce Vail. A federal judge in Texas today held off on ordering General Motors to tell owners of about 2.3 million recalled vehicles awaiting repairs to park them immediately until they are fixed. The judge said she will take more time to study the case and likely won't issue a ruling until next week. The delay will save GM a lot of money as the automaker plans to start making the repairs on the vehicles Monday. GM has been issuing loaner cars to owners who feel their cars aren't safe because of the ignition switch problem. The online food ordering company Grubhub had a pretty good first day as a publicly traded company. Grubhub priced shares in its initial public offering last night at $26. They opened today at $40 and closed at $34. The broader market was not as fortunate today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 159 points. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 110. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
I'm here with three famous Americans, Washington, Franklin, and Lincoln, to illustrate how Quicken Loans can help you save your money.
George, careful, General. That axe has a very sharp edge.
And an edge is what you'll have when it comes to saving money when you refinance your mortgage with one of the many home loan options offered by Quicken Loans.
Abe, be careful walking through doorways. You're mighty tall.
Speaking of a tall order, MyQL from Quicken Loans allows you to track your loan through every step of the process.
Ben, don't fly that kite so close to the wires.
Now here's a shocker. We have 10,000 team members who will work with you to make your mortgage experience simple and convenient.
Guys, come on, you're getting a little too rowdy. Come inside for a little quiet time.
Call Quicken Loans today and let us help you save your money. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number.
For up-to-the-minute financial news that's right on the money. Start your day with the Wall Street Journal This Morning. Weekdays at 5, followed by the Wall Street Journal reports throughout the day. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Oh, see the little deer. Has the deer a little doe? Yeah, $2.
Man, it's been a while since I heard that one. That's great. I appreciate that. I haven't heard the Three Stooges in a long time on that little clip. There's a bunch of good clips out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
The Stooges are just classic.
Yeah, let's see what Joe and Easton has to say, and then we'll talk to Ted and Ken on. Go ahead, Joe. What's up?
Trying to locate some fisheries. Trying to put together a fishing derby for kids.
Yeah.
And we were a little late getting in with the DNR, and looks like we need to buy some fish to stock a pond.
Okay. Letha Grimes is your contact for Youth Fishing Derby with the Department of Natural Resources. She was a guest on the show.
Yeah, we've been through all that, and we were late getting in, so they can't help us with fish.
Oh,
so,
they can't? Oh.
Yeah, so we're looking to buy some fish.
Have you looked online? I mean, I know there's commercial hatcheries out there. What are you looking for? Like sunfish, catfish, things like that?
Just a little pond, I guess. Some bass, catfish. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to get bass. You're going to get some.
Hybrid
sunfish and maybe some catfish.
Okay.
Letha couldn't give you a source.
Well, I don't know if we spoke to her. What was her last name again?
Well, you got to talk to Letha Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S. She's out of Thurmont, and it's L Grimes at dnr.state.md.us. And just ask her for help. See what she can do. Maybe she might be able to recommend a hatchery for you or something like that. She's the one that runs the youth part of the fishing derby.
Yeah, we've gotten a few different people involved, and we thought we were online, and we were late or whatever. So
yeah. L. Grimes at dnr.state.md.us. You got it?
md.us. Okay,
yep.
Very good.
L. Grimes at dnr.state.md.us. It's a little difficult, but yeah.
Very good.
All right, but yeah, check with Letha. She'll be able to direct you to the right place, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you. There goes Joe. Ted, Ken Island, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, my God, to enjoy this beautiful weather, probably get some sun out, get rid of the winter blues.
Let's hope so, man. Cabin fever is over, I hope.
Oh, need the winter over, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But what I wanted to ask you, I know the winter dredge summary for the crabs isn't due out for about another week or two, actually probably closer to 2 weeks.
It's going to be the end of the month, trust me.
But I was wondering, have you heard any rumors,
nope.
Anything like that?
I've heard rumors, none good.
Really?
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, you know, you don't know until you talk to the people that actually have done the survey, and they're not letting it out. They're not telling anybody what's going on. The rumors are, I heard that they dredged from the Virginia line to the Patuxent and only caught 6 crabs.
Exactly, right.
That seems to be a popular one.
Right. Well,
you know. I do know that the water's been extremely cold. I do know that the horrible weather has stopped some of the efforts to do the dredge survey in some areas. I do know they're working diligently on it. They need that information, that biological information. And who knows what to predict. You know, right now that with the winter we've had, Louisiana is the only one that has the market right now. And the Louisiana market is, I don't know, your restaurants are paying $170 for a box of females, $285 for number ones.
That's incredible.
So, yeah, it is. I mean,
that is truly incredible.
Yeah. You know, so it's just, it is, that's the market right now, unfortunately.
It is what it is, I suppose. I didn't know how the cold weather would be either beneficial or work negatively on the crabs, but I guess you're like everybody.
Well, you know, and again, when they do a dredge survey, how do you know? And I don't know this. I don't know if the crabs actually dig deeper in the mud when they know it's going to be colder winter. I don't know if that works or if they have only a certain depth they go. I'm not a crab. I don't know how that works. I mean, I know that the squirrels get more active before a cold winter. I know that, you know, their hide's thicker, the deer, same way with the deer. And, I mean, it just, you know, animals have a way to predict it that we don't know. So, you know, whether crabs, I'm speechless right now, and I'm not going to blow smoke because I don't know the answer.
Well, yeah, I guess that's
But true. I did hear rumors, you know, but who knows if the rumors are true.
Well, then you have to look at last year also. The survey came out wonderful, and then we really kind of had a problem.
Actually, the survey came out okay. There were a billion little crabs. But
right.
But something happened to those little crabs along the way. We don't know if they died, if they got eaten by, you know, doubleheads or, you know, red drum or whatever, or striped bass. Who knows? But, you know, we don't know if those little crabs have survived to become bigger crabs this year or not. So all we can do is see what the survey says and then just go do what we do.
That's true. Get out and catch them anyhow, right?
I mean, you got to go. I mean, if you know, if you're a crabber, you're a trot liner, you're a crab potter, you got to go and do what you got to do and just hope for the best. You know, try and find out where they are, if they are.
Well, that's true. I hear you on that.
I mean, I'm not trying to be smart or anything else about it, but it, you know, these guys do what they got to do. They talk among themselves. They find out where the crabs are, and they do what they do. And if, you know, the Chester River has better crabs, you know, they go to the Chester. If the Y River has better crabs, they'd go to the Y. And it's just how it is. Unfortunately, crabs are like everything else, crabs and fish. I've said this for 25 years, fish swim. You know, and crabs migrate somewhere. So,
well, yeah, that is very true. I'm just looking for some kind of positive note for the spring day here, you know.
Are you? Okay. All right, here you go. Ted, here you go. Let me give you something positive.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
God said that he would never destroy the earth again by flood.
There we go.
There you go.
So there you go. As long as I got a boat, I'm okay, right?
That's right.
All right, well, let me switch gears on you one little bit here. I remember many years ago as a kid looking forward to spring break because you could sit there on the Bromacoke Pier and catch some bluefish.
Right,
those
not anymore.
Are long ago, but I keep hearing that some people still are able to catch some of these 30-inch bluefish. Where are they?
That would have to be way down south. That would have to be Solomon's and the mouth of the Potomac and that type of thing.
Even out in the ocean.
And, yeah, the ocean's your best bet for a 30-inch bluefish right now. Yeah, offshore, inshore on Ocean City, actually. I mean, they catch a lot of bluefish for shark bait. And, I mean, if you want to book a bluefish trip, I'd do Ocean City, be honest with you.
Right. What time of year would you be the best? Because I know this time of year, they used to start coming up when I was a kid this time.
Yeah. Probably mid-June.
I don't know. Usually it's a mid-spring deal. You could probably start thinking about Ocean City.
Yeah, maybe middle of May. Yeah, exactly.
First few weeks in May.
Yeah, May. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I know some people despise them, but I absolutely love them.
Oh, they're good, man. I like them. You got to get that dark meat out of the middle, but on the grill there's nothing beats a bluefish.
Well, and put them on the smoker. Oh my goodness.
Oh, smoked bluefish is just wonderful. I had some smoked bluefish a couple weeks ago. Good stuff.
Oh, good for you.
Yep, I did. I had smoked salmon and smoked bluefish all at the same time. Bought a little piece of each. So
there you go.
Down at Tyler's Crab House down in
Chesapeake Beach?
Yep.
Excellent. Yes, I've had it. There is one of them. It's the only good place I can get it from.
Ah, there you go. That's where I got it. All right, buddy.
Thank you very much. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you. And don't forget to send me a crab picture.
Oh, I got some coming for you.
All right, good. See ya.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're with Tim Sherman, and we're talking to listeners and talking to Tim and just having a good time here talking about fishing, right?
You got it, Alan.
Talking about bass fishing. We got to do one more break, and then we'll finish up talking about stripers.
That's awesome.
How's that sound? All right. Good. Chesapeake Outdoors. Got to tell the folks, if you're getting ready for striped bass season, you owe it to yourself to go by Chesapeake Outdoors. They have Kent Island's largest selection of fishing supplies, rods, reels, and tackle for the bay, for tidal rivers, for freshwater, full selection of live and frozen bait. And for trophy rockfish, they've got those great spanking striper lures, the bucktails and parachutes. And then they've got shotguns for turkey season. They've got the Avian X decoys by Zinc Calls and the Zinc Turkey Calls, which are pretty nice. The Bubba Blade knives. You name it. They've got it. They're your full-service sporting goods store right there on Kent Island. The licenses, the clothing, the camo, the boots, the bows, the guns, you name it, they have got it. Their staff is just very knowledgeable. They'll help you with any of your purchases. Don't forget those great big mojos. If you're into heavyweight trolling, they've got the 16, 20, and 24-ounce mojos in custom colors. And if you're going to Kent Island Gun Bash next Saturday, the 12th, at Kent Island Volunteer Fire Department, if you're not going, you can get your tickets right there at Chesapeake Outdoors, too. They're $25 a piece. It gives you a chance to win, like, I don't know, 25 different prizes, cash to firearms to coolers to you name it. Every 15 minutes between noon and 6 o'clock, Kent Island Volunteer Fire Department's going to draw somebody's name to win a great prize. And you can get your tickets at Chesapeake Outdoors, too. 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And check out those big mojos. You got to love it. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Hey, if you enjoy decoy collecting or just looking at great decoys by the masters in decoy carving here in Maryland, great wildlife art, and I challenge you, Tim, to say that three times real fast.
I will not accept that challenge. I'm sorry.
Well, any of our listeners can say wildlife art three times real fast. Listen, they're doing it now.
Yeah, I hear them. And it's pretty funny.
It is funny. It's always funny. Waterfowl hunting or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 33rd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Harbor de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 2nd. It's all day Saturday, May 3rd, and Sunday, May 4th. $8 for the weekend to get in. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsmen's collectibles. There's great food. There's many demonstrations. There's much, much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, in the Activity Center. Just show up in Harbor de Grace on May 3rd and 4th, and you'll 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and you'll find out all about it. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at Harbor de Grace Decoy Museum, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, with $8 admission for the whole weekend of this family-friendly event. Take the kids. They'll enjoy learning and seeing all the stuff. And walk along the bay if you like. There's a beautiful walkway up there. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or give them a call, 410-939-3739, 939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The majority of people that are so in favor of gun control will realize that when you control guns and you take them out of the hands of law-abiding people, who has the guns?
It's Uninhibited Radio.
It disarms the lawful and makes the unlawful that much more deadly.
Leskin Solving, weeknights from 9 to 11 on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Alan Ellis here with Tim Sherman. Tim, we got a few minutes left. You wrote a great article on stripers top to bottom, and people can see it online at Maryland Hunting Quarterly, or if they pick up a copy at any of the sponsors that we mentioned today, they can get copies there. But striper season is coming. Primarily, though, it's the big fish early on. When do you fish for stripers?
I will get out there probably mid-June and look for them. People yep. just don't realize that you can't catch shallow water stripers all through summer.
Yeah.
But there's places where you can go catch them deep also. But years ago, I used to have problems with using soft plastics. I've gained a lot of confidence in them, and now paddle tail minnow is one of the first things that I'll pick up.
Yeah, like a sassy shad.
Or a sassy shad,
for lack of a better term, yeah.
Yeah, today's modern swim baits.
Yeah.
Like the hollow bodies.
Yeah.
And just slowly walk them along the bottom.
Yep. You like fishing on the bottom, don't you?
I do. But,
you know what I like?
There's nothing like a good top lure.
That's what I was going to say. There's nothing like a fish coming up and smashing that lure on top of the water.
I did take one 11 pounds last year on a popper at daybreak. It was beautiful.
That is.
Oh, it was.
Memorable, that's for sure.
Yes, it was. That was one of my most memorable fish last year, and I had about a half an hour left in the tide, and I was busting tail to get out to that shoreline.
I bet you were.
Oh, man, because we had a great day the Monday before.
Right.
And going back in that day, I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm coming back out Saturday, and if I got to get out here, I got to get out here quick.
Yeah. Well, you got to play the tide, too. Yeah. Best tide to fish, the shallow water striped bass, best tide.
Best tide to me, if you're shoreline fishing, it's got to be the top of the high tide and going out.
Okay.
When the current starts running back out and the tide starts falling, everything's going to come off the shoreline a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to start working your way out a little bit.
Okay.
But
the tide, basically.
Follow the tides.
Yeah.
And,
and poppers for topwater are the best, obviously.
I think they are. I know guys that are in love with the Zara Spook type walking baits.
Oh, yeah.
I love a popper because you can actually, it's a little bit more visual. You see the spitting
of
the water.
You see the spray popping up, yeah.
And typically when I throw a popper, if it doesn't have a split ring on it, I will tie one of those Rapala loop knots just to give it a little more
action swinging back and forth.
Instead of just coming straight at you.
Okay.
And there are times when, sun comes up, bright sunny day, that topwater bite is going to go down. So,
yeah, so you
go down with them. You start working your way down. Maybe throw a rattle trap. Thing I learned from my friend Jerry a few years ago, take the skirt off of a chatterbait and just put one of these paddle-tail minnows on the back of it.
A chatterbait.
Just slowly crank it back and
yeah.
You will be surprised at how they just will try to take it away from you.
A thing I learned walleye fishing on the river. Of course, I caught walleyes from the time I was 13 years old, and I love it. But one of my favorite fish in freshwater is a walleye. Same way with a yellowfin trout in saltwater. That's my two favorite fish. or smallmouth bass too. I like them. But the retrieve is sometimes everything.
Absolutely.
Too fast, too slow. You got to just find that right rhythm.
And certain lures, if you try to crank them too fast, you won't get the right action.
You won't get the right action.
Definitely learned that with a chatterbait.
Yep. And trout fishing, it's cast master. Steady retrieve does it for the trout. All right, brother. Thank you for joining me this morning,
Alan, thank
Tim.
Thank you for having me.
All
it's
right,
been a pleasure.
Tackle Box. And nice seeing you one more time. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can check out the article by Tim in there on stripers top to bottom. And a lot of great pictures, a lot of lures and recommendations that you have there. Like us.